97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 1047 on a Thursday night where the Sixers on the road. Unfortunately, you know how that ends. Losing to the Atlanta Hawks 127-117. Record falling to 31-18. And the Atlanta Hawks continue to be a thorn in the 76ers' side. Devon Givens with you until midnight tonight as we go in the post, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, Josh Rabick producing the show. Tyler Zuli, great work engineering the game here at the Fanatic Studios. Brian Seltzer, as always, great on the pre and post. Tom McGinnis on the game call. And the Sixers drop another one on the road. And as Brian Seltzer said, just one of those where it's a frustrating loss. It's game number one of their four-game road trip. And if you thought, all right, let's split these four games 2-2, start off in Atlanta, even though they give you problems, you get off on the right track. You have two games in a row that you've won. Pick up this one, feeling good, three in a row. Go to Miami, go to Boston on Saturday. You are already up in the season series 3-0. You won in that building earlier in the season. Sweep the team. Send a message for later on in the event that you see each other in the postseason. Then you go on to, of course, Milwaukee. Trade deadline day next Thursday, a week from tonight. And, all right, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But if it does, fantastic. One more time, they fall to the Atlanta Hawks. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you say playing down to the competition. But at what point do we just simply say the Atlanta Hawks give the Sixers problems? The athleticism that they have out there on the floor. The star player that they have out there on the floor in Trae Young. How about that? Simply is an issue. Is it simply an issue for the Philadelphia 76ers? How about that? They cannot play with the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I'll say this. If it was the postseason and the Atlanta Hawks, they were the opponent, I am pretty certain the Sixers would take care of them in five. They might give them trouble. They might play them well. It's similar to the Brooklyn Nets of last season. Something about certain teams that give you problems. No more. And it's funny because I got a message from someone, Nate in Southwest, playing down to the competition. And I agree with them. But then I just simply looked at it and said, you know what? Number one, you're on the road. You know what they do on the road. And number two, the Atlanta Hawks won two games in Atlanta last season. They did it again earlier in the season, and now they did it again one more time here tonight. So that's four road losses for the Sixers against this Atlanta Hawks team. They give them issues. On a night where you put up 117, you gave up 127, you know that they can score the basketball. They post seven guys in double figures, led by Trae Young's 39, 18 assists, a career high. He had a double-double at the half, a terrible ending to the first half where the refs gave them five free throws. Technical foul on Tobias Harris and Brett Brown because of a phantom call on Trae Young with a desperation heave to end the quarter and the half. And the officials call a foul on, I believe, Tobias Harris, where it looked like Joel Embiid put his hand on Tobias Harris, but it's nothing that you call. It didn't really affect the shot at all. Let it go. Let's go into the locker room. That turned things around right there. And then they come out once again lethargic in the third quarter. Now, while it was 25-25 at the end of the third quarter, how much they put up in that frame, still, the Sixers had an opportunity. They were down. They came back. Things looking good. That was a little bit deflating to have that happen at the end of the second quarter. But with that, come out with some fire, right? Come out, handle your business, and try to separate yourselves from the Atlanta Hawks because you are a better team. But Once again, we see where they have their problems, and that is on the road. The Sixers were led by Ben Simmons, who, I mean, listen, 10 of 15 from the field, 42 minutes and 20 seconds, which was a game high, never gets tired, 11 of 13 from the free throw line. I've got nothing on him. I got nothing. Named a reserve on the All-Star team for the second straight season. Congratulations to Ben Simmons. Well deserved. Despite the fact that they have 18 losses, 17 before tonight when he was named, his hand in a few of them, well deserved. He deserved to be an All-Star. He was fantastic tonight. Everything that we asked for of him, he gave it to you. He gave you the 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. And he's making his free throw, guys. 11 of 13 yet again. I think he was shooting like 75% the last 4 games. He gives you another night where he gives you a solid number from the free throw line. But the team, guys, while you applaud them for getting 45 free throw attempts, they missed 13 free throws tonight. 32 of 45. You get there. Take advantage of them. Take advantage of them. Come on. Only 12 turnovers. Fantastic. Fantastic. They had to pick up this win. Joel Embiid looked a little bit out of it in the second game back from the injury. How much of that was the injury and the fatigue? How much of that looked like what we saw? We all saw it. Looked a little bit bored at times, if you will. And I'll also say this. There were a few opportunities where Joel Embiid was defended by Vince Carter. What is he, 43, Vince Carter? And they didn't get him the ball. You have to identify where the mismatch is. You have to know that he is out there and get him the ball when you have someone like Vince Carter defending your all-star center. The best big man in the game, arguably, and you do not give him the ball and give him an opportunity to get a bucket. Even with that, he got to the free throw line 7 times. I don't know what it is since he's come back. He's not knocking down his free throws like we're accustomed to seeing. He was 2 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. 21, 14, 8 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 6 from deep in his 34 minutes and 30 seconds. They had to find the ball, give him the ball a little bit more tonight when he had the mismatches. Even when it was somebody like Damian Jones, someone like John Collins, who had 5 personal fouls. But when you have those two guys as your center and no one else as your center, Cam Reddish, Trevion Graham, Jeff Teague, Vince Carter, those were the 4 players off the bench. So they were only going with their bigs of Collins and Damian Jones, who neither one of them can defend Joel Embiid. This was just another terrible loss on the season of terrible losses that they now have. 18 on the season, 9 of 15 on the road. Once again, an unacceptable number on the road for this Philadelphia 76ers basketball team. Great performance by Shake Milton with a career-high 27 points. He was 7 of 12 from the field, 5 of 9 from deep, 8 of 10 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 6 assists in 35 minutes and 26 seconds. Opening up some eyes because he's playing very well right now, making Brett Brown look pretty good with the decision to keep him in the starting lineup. Had Matisse Thybulle coming off the bench when Al Horford is out there on the floor. And once Josh Richardson does come back, obviously there's going to be some confidence for Brett Brown and his teammates to see Shake Milton out there. No hesitation, I'm guessing, to give him the basketball because they trust what he's been able to do out there on the floor. Great performance by Shake Milton. Tobias Harris contributed 21 points as well. Matisse Thybulle, 3, got into foul trouble early with Trae Young, who got the benefit of a lot of calls. Tremendous player, fantastic player, all-star, starting in the all-star game on the 14th. What's that, 15th, 16th. But, you know, refs gave him a couple of those star calls. Call it for what it is. A couple of those star calls. Mike Scott with 11 off the bench. Good to see a sighting of Mike Scott in 19 minutes and 5 seconds. But you got Zip from Neto and Furkan Korkmaz, who were a combined 0 for 13 from the floor, 0 of 6 from deep. Zaire Smith, 8 minutes and 37 seconds, took one shot, made one free throw. James Ennis, 6 minutes and 5 seconds. He's clearly falling out of the Brett Brown rotation. One field goal, one make, 4 is 2 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. That's it. Trae Young, 39, 18 assists, 18 of 20 from the free throw line. Great, great game by him. Got the benefit a lot from the officials, but hey, when he's as fearless as he is and he's able to draw that contact the way that he does, he's going to get those calls more often than not, especially with him establishing himself as an all-star level player in this league. All right, 610-632-0975. Howard, I see you. You've been waiting. Thanks so much. You hang on. We come right back. We go 25 minutes commercial free, and I want to give you all your time to start things off. Mark, everybody else, 610-632-0975. Sixers fall 127-117 to the Atlanta Hawks. First game on this four-game road trip that ends with the Milwaukee Bucks next week on Thursday, 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Young out top, stopping, starting, turning, looking, passing, and another layup by Atlanta. Trae Young, he's like Pete Maravich out there. Are you serious? What a play.
Great description there by Tom McGinnis. Broadcasting again from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, Devon Givens, Josh Ravick, 610-632-0975. And oh, man, game number two since the tragedy Sunday, Kobe Bryant. I just watched a video from my friend Brad Turner, LA Times, who covers the covering the Lakers and also does some work with the Clippers for them as well. A fantastic tribute by the Clippers tonight as they get ready for their game this evening, their first game at the Staples Center since everything happened. And I believe the Lakers play tomorrow. The Clippers play tonight. The Lakers play tomorrow. So back-to-back nights at the Staples Center where you're certainly going to get something. 610-632-0975. That one was tough right there. All right, let's go. Let's get ready to go to the phones. We're in the post taking your reaction to the Sixers loss to the Atlanta Hawks, 127-117. Man, 7 players in double figures for the Atlanta Hawks. Cam Reddish, 12 points. And, of course, DeAndre Hunter, 15. Got to highlight the local guys. Let's go to the phones. Howard in Newtown in the post to start things off right here on The Fanatic. Howard.
Yeah, hi, Devon. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Hot prospect in AB. Hot 6 second win on the road for them to win a championship. Two things have to happen. The first one has to make a trade. Then the second, the coach has to strategize what to do because they have been in the writing is on the wall, but you cannot force the Sixers head office to make a coaching change. But I don't think Brett Brown is the one that will lead the team to where it has to go. So that's a serious problem with the Philadelphia 76ers. If you cannot win on the road, you can't win a championship.
It's a fact. They have to, we keep talking about it. This has to stop. They have to be better. And D. Lineham talked about it when we did one of the last shows that we did for our Sixers pregame show. Simply, they can only afford 6 losses in order to reach 500 for the remainder of the season on the road.
Right.
Yep, they have to get better, period.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Couldn't have to be better, Howard. Thanks so much for the call. And you know who's going to take the heat. The coach is going to take the heat. Look, you got production from Simmons with a 31 to lead the team. 11 of 13 from the free throw line, 10 of 15 from the field. 27 from Shake Milton. 21 from Embiid. Probably should have had more. They needed to find him a little bit more. Tobias Harris. Yo, I got to tell you, as we sat here, Josh and I communicated, Tyler Zuli and I communicated, I didn't realize Tobias Harris had 21 points. It was like, oh, he's got what? He's got 21? It was that type of game where you didn't even know. You didn't even know he had 21. The defense was terrible. The fact that you had 45 free throw attempts, they had 37. 37. 610-632-0975. Mark in Camden joins us next in the post. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Devon? What's going on, bro?
Doing all right, man. How about yourself?
Hey, my thing is, I don't know what it is, the Brett Love, NATO, I don't get it. Like, I watched it today. You had Shake Milton hot, and he went away from him. I'm like, it was one play, you know, he was on fire. Shake Milton and NATO came out, and they try to run the ball, like, through Embiid instead of giving it to the hot guy. And I'm like, it's like our evolution, our IQ is just not good. Like, against, like, teams like Atlanta, we should be using our size. We playing like we Atlanta size.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Again, did you hear me when I said, listen to me, man, John Collins and Damian Jones, your only two bigs that you had on the floor tonight. Your only two bigs.
Right. I don't get it. Like, I don't know why. You know, and I hate
and B
like,
should have 40
Brett
tonight.
I hate the dog Brett Brown, but you got to realize we're probably one of the biggest teams in the league, and we don't play like it. Especially a team like Atlanta. Like, how you don't post Trae Young? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you had to post up Trae Young, number one. You had to post up anytime any of those guys were trying to defend Embiid, and you know the double team was going to come and all that stuff. But so what? Get the ball out quick and take advantage of something else. And
especially when you got a hot man.
Yeah, and I know which one you're talking about. You talk about when he had those two threes in a row.
Right, and they went. I'm like,
yeah.
I just don't understand it, man. You know, everybody. You know, you hate to criticize Brett Brown,
I got you, Mark. Thanks so much, man. Hopefully they can pick it back up on Saturday in Boston. Tough spot. Yeah. Boston's going to want to beat them. They lost three already. So listen, man, I'll talk to you soon, Mark. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Sometimes we talk about the IQ of the basketball team saying, why is it? Listen, they put up 117, but you gave up 127, and you should have probably had much more. Now, again, the free throws, they missed 13 free throws. You're not going to make all of them, but when you get a night, again, where Simmons is above, he's in double digits in attempts, and he makes double digits of those free throws, you have to take advantage of that. Those are gravy points. Gravy points. How many times do we talk about, oh, 10 and 15 is nice for your 20 points, but we need more. And he gave you 11 extra from the free throw line. Take advantage of that. Defense has to be better. Locate the mismatches. Embiid, having Vince Carter on him quite a few times, destroy the 43-year-old man. We all marvel at what he's doing at his age to come in to a game and give you 14 points off the bench. Eat that man up on the block. Jerry in Newtown, next in the post. Jerry, what's up?
Devon.
What's going on, Jerry?
Nothing, man. First, I can't be having you disrespect Vinsanity like that, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, like Embiid shouldn't have destroyed him.
Yeah, I know. So here's the thing real quick about Tobias before I talk about the disgust of the Sixers. Tobias is never going to be a guy that's going to win you the game. He's not going to be the Jimmy Butler at the end of the game who crosses someone up or tries to, you know what I mean, go around him. He's going to keep you in games because he's going to average anywhere between 20 and 30 points a game. Right? That's just who he's been his entire career. He's going to keep you in every game. And I'm okay with that because you have two guys who are supposed to be superstars who should have the ball in their hands at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Joel has absolutely no idea how to handle a double team. And Ben just refuses to shoot. So, to be honest with you, I'm so sick of it right now. We're 11-12 against teams above .500 record. That is despicable. So everyone can say this, oh, well, we beat the Lakers and we beat the Bucks. Yeah, that's great. But you can't, I've never seen a team in the, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was able just to switch turn a switch like that. Like you're bad all season long, and then all of a sudden we get to the playoffs and doesn't matter, we're that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have, where's the faith coming from?
It's funny because Tyler was in here, you know, again, engineering a game, and he just simply says this team just drives him nuts. Right? It's infuriating, he said, how this basketball team, and that's why we did the show we did yesterday, and how you evaluate the team, how you go with them from game to game. And this is why we do the stuff we do when it comes to talking about them. Games like this, where they give you so much, Jerry, to pick at because they don't do things consistently. What they're giving you consistently on the road are bad performances and a sub 500 record. If you're going to be a top team in the NBA, you have to win on the road. They have to figure this out.
But my thing is, I can't just seem to wrap my head around. Like, Ben, if you don't want to shoot, whatever. But Joe, how have they not helped Joel Embiid figure out how to get out of a double team? How have they not figured out how to get this team up for a road victory? How have they not figured out how this team can gel? They've been together for almost 5 months now. Like, that whole, oh, it takes long. I mean, believe me.
No. He said Christmas. We're past Christmas.
We're well past
Christmas, Jerry. Thanks for the call, man. And what bothered me with that, Jerry, and we talked about that stuff where they say wait till Christmas and then let's wait until, you know, the second third of the season, which is almost done. February 11th will be the second third, right? Remember Brett Brown said after they beat Milwaukee on Christmas Day, we go by thirds. The first third ending with Milwaukee, well, starting with Milwaukee at Christmas, and the ending that second third at All-Star break. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, Toronto has changes once again. Miami had changes once again. Boston had changes once again. Indiana had changes, and who else is there that I'm missing that also had changes? 76ers had changes. Yeah. And no one else seems to be having the issues in trying to make these adjustments that they need to make. Milwaukee, Miami, Boston, Toronto, and Indiana. No excuses for them. Although we're not in their city, we don't do talk radio in their cities, but we see their record. The Sixers, yes, they're right there with them. I understand that. They are right there with them in terms of record in the standings right now in the Eastern Conference. However, this team should not have 18 losses. This team should not have 16 of those 18 losses on the road. That should be flipped. 16-9 on the road. You're supposed to be that good. Why? Because Toronto is 17-7. Why can't you do that? Why not? So right now, as it stands, you sit a half a game once again. You're playing, now you're just playing musical chairs with the Indiana Pacers for 5-6. You're 2 games behind the Heat and the Celtics. You can get a game back on Saturday when you go to Boston to take on the Celtics. You're half a game behind the Pacers. And you are 2.5 behind the Toronto Raptors. 3.5 behind the Toronto Raptors. All right. Do what you must. Charles and Chester next in the post. Chuck. Yo, Charles.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Hey, Devon. How you doing, man?
You know.
This team is irking my last nerve. Brett Brown, they need to shake up. He needs to go. And they need to get some maturity. And whether it's, you know, you see Tobias trying to say stuff and this and that, but we know it's got to start with Ben and Joel. And both of them, they just don't have the maturity to say, you know what? Even when we play the sorry team, we got to be up for it. We can't just get up for the good teams. You got to get up for everybody. You don't see Toronto and Boston them choking to these low ends.
Say that again. You said the low end teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You kind of went out a bit right there.
About that. Yeah, the bottom feeders. We playing around with these bottom feeders. Toronto, Milwaukee, and they crush these teams. There's a reason why Atlanta got the worst record in the league.
No, man, you're saying it right, man. You are saying it right, man. You really are. I don't get it. I don't know. And the only thing that always got me, Charles, when we start talking about them, Chuck, when we sit there and say they keep losing to these teams, you just look at it and say, oh, they think they're better than they really are, and they just walk out on the floor and think they're going to get a W. But that I don't even know that that's the case anymore.
I think
they just get beat. They flat out get beat.
Well, here's the thing, too. I don't understand. I mean, I know Trey Young's a great young talent, but why aren't we doubling this kid and making these other guys beat him? You get this man 37. Everybody breaks a record on the Sixers. All these little small guys.
You're right, man. You are absolutely right. In the first half, he had 29 and 11. He shot 16 free throws in the first half. Now, let's take away five of those and say he shot 11 because of the ridiculous call at the end of the first half. But still, 11 free throws in the first half for Trae Young? Come on, Chuck.
Hey, man, Elton Brand needs to say something, man. He needs to do something, man, because this is...
Well, trade deadline next week, man, a week from today.
That's fine and good, Devon.
No, but you said do something. It starts there. After that, you have the buyout period. And whatever else you want, like if he's yelling at the team publicly, putting them out there, whatever you want, personnel-wise, it starts at the deadline next Thursday, 3 p.m. when it's done. That's what I'm saying, Chuck.
But this is the thing that bothers me about that, Devon. When we play Boston this year, we only play Milwaukee once, or Toronto, you can see what the potential of this team is. So do I think we really need another body? Maybe, maybe not. I'm leaning more to maybe not. I'm thinking we just need better coaching.
Listen, he's not going to get fired right now. So we just got to deal with this until the rest of the season, end of the season. Chuck, thanks for the call, man. He's not going to lose his job. In my opinion, it's just my opinion. I do not believe that he will lose his job because right now is not the time. Right now is not the time. They still are well above 500. They should be way, way, way above 500, but they are not. 610-632-0975. Sixers fall 127-117 to the Atlanta Hawks tonight at State Farm Arena behind Trae Young's 39 points, a career high 18 assists, 18 of 20 from the free throw line for the first-time All-Star. Six other players in double figures for the Atlanta Hawks. The Sixers, they did put five in double figures, led by Simmons' 31 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, followed by Shake Milton, career high 27, 21 each for Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid. Mike Scott rounding things out with the double figure scores with 11 off the bench. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight. Josh and Chris, hang on. If anybody wants to jump in, of course, feel free. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick, Devon Givens. We're in the post right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. The Fanatic.
90 seconds to go. Atlanta by 5 with the ball. 8 to shoot. Collins screens for Reddish. Reddish picks it up into Collins. Collins dumps it on Harris and Embiid. John Collins stuffs it.
Yeah. Again, the athleticism of the front court just simply giving the 76ers problems yet again. The Hawks, man, they are a problem for Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick producing the show. Devon Givens, we're in the post following the 76ers. Man, once again, their 18th loss. Man, at the All-Star break, they still have plenty of games left. I believe six games remaining just off the top of my head because of the three on the road, and I believe three to close things out. Is that right? Three to close things out? Let me check before we go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. I normally know this right off the top of my head. But let me be... All right, three on the road. Yes, three on the road and then three at home before the All-Star break. All right, you give them the wins at home, even though it's Memphis, Chicago, and the Clippers. But at the rate that they're going, we have to give them three losses on the road. They're going to have 21 losses on the road by the time the All-Star break. I mean, 21 losses overall. That's ridiculous. Let's go back to the phones, Josh and Lower Marion in the post. Josh.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going, man. How about yourself?
Dude, you know how people, like, you know, they pay to have their ads on the radio? I wish I could pay to talk to you for, like, an hour, man, because there's so much going on with this team, with Kobe, with everything, man. I'm going to try to make it short and sweet, but it's just, like, I don't know how you can be in Philadelphia right now, have a pulse, love the Sixers, love Kobe, and not want to talk to Devon Givens. But, you know, check it out, man. So, let me ask you a question, man. The Eagles, when they won the Super Bowl, right, in your opinion, your expert opinion, were they the best team in the league when they won the Super Bowl?
The Eagles?
Yeah.
No.
No, exactly. So they had something other than just that, right? They bonded together. They were together. They had this, you know, Kobe killer mentality. It was them versus the world. When you look at the Sixers and you see them, you know, jogging them down the court, you see them not doing what we know they should be doing. You see them making silly mistakes. You can just tell there's something off. And I don't know if it's the head coach. I don't know what it is, because I'm not the type of person, because I consider myself to be a semi-educated man, to say that we should trade either Simmons or Embiid, because that's not what we should do.
No.
I think we need to build around them. But, man, there's something off. You can see it, right? The eye test. Like, I know you can see it, man. There's something off.
Yeah, and just to be clear, when we talk about everything, you know, you're right, man. I'm not looking to trade either one of them. And just to be clear with the Eagles, they were the best team in the regular season. But when when Wentz got hurt, that changed. So you're absolutely right about that. But there is something off. There is something off about this whole thing. Once again, man, they could have by the 21 losses by the All-Star break. I would have never thought that, Josh.
It's unacceptable,
looking at
man.
This team.
You know what's crazy?
That's my favorite word for this team.
Point.
Unacceptable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Unacceptable. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what? We're at that point, too, now, where I think we all say it, right? At the beginning of the season, we all say, oh, it's just one game out of X many. Oh, it's just one game. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're only in December. We're only in January. No, we're getting to February now, and this team is underperforming on the road in a way that none of us could ever have expected. And it is so unacceptable, Devon, that, like, there has to be some kind of change. And since, you know, we know it can't be from Ben and from Joel, you have to think about the coach next year going if we don't perform in the playoffs, man.
Oh, absolutely.
And real quick, I will say, I do believe, and I know no Philadelphia fan wants to hear this, man, but I do believe, say we get bounced in the playoffs early, if you keep those two pieces and you add what every analyst, what every real sports fan said this team needed at the beginning of the season, which was a shooter, if you add that in the offseason, you could still have something real. But you can't give up on this team. You can't. You got to stick with it. We went through too much in Philly to give up now. You know, and Tobias was supposed to be that guy, but clearly he's not.
Well, listen, man, he's playing well overall. Nice numbers, all-star conversation. Josh, thanks so much for checking in, man. Appreciate the kind words. You don't have to pay to talk to me for an hour. We can just talk for an hour. Don't worry about it. Maybe once everything is done in here, right? Studios and all, everything is all fixed up, the building, you know, have some guests come in from time to time. Josh, you're more than welcome to come hang out with Josh Rabick and I here, of course, on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Yes, if something were to happen in terms of change at the end of the season, if they do not perform to the level that we believe in the postseason by getting to the NBA Finals, starts with the Eastern Conference Finals, but the NBA Finals, we know who's going to be the one that's going looking for new employment next season. It's the head coach, bottom line. 610-632 0975. Chris in Williamstown in the post next. Hey, Chris.
Devon, always a pleasure, my man.
Always.
You know, that after nights like tonight, it's so much, so tough to get beaten by, you know, the worst team in the league. I mean, the Atlanta, you know, Youngs, like, I mean, I know you have Vince Carter, John Collins, but on paper, this is the team you absolutely should have ran over by 40.
And that team sucked.
No problem beating. Yeah, it did, like, so for me, you know how big I've been on this whole mentality of running and gunning. But, you know, when they throw up a block and you have to come back to the top and you have to set up again, like, this team, for some reason, has no idea how to play without the ball in their hands, because I almost think they believe it's unimportant to the overall end result of what's going to happen, that you don't see a guy coming from the three-point line all the way down the corner, coming up to the hoop, coming up, setting a screen, guy curls. Like, none of that off-the-ball mentality is working. So, for me, like, this is where Brett Brown could absolutely save his job and really kind of, you know, say, okay, I need to adapt. I need to be Doug Peterson-ish, to where I realize, you know, at some point, I got to do things that are outside of my comfort zone to ultimately help this team flow. He doesn't do that. For me, it seems like they go out there with a game plan. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, okay, we're going to get blown out by, you know, X amount of points. But even getting beat by the worst team, it's just like, that's when it becomes like the hugest elephant in a room, that, you know, something else needs to happen on, you know, when you're facing that. Like, why did it take us getting beat by the zone defense for us to incorporate as little zone defense? You know, that's when you know it's bad. You need to be the one doing it first before everybody else.
Yeah, and that's what they started there. Right away by making the moves that they made, Chris, by Elton Brand in the offseason to bring the team together to try to make teams adapt to them, adjust to them, instead of the Sixers like we've seen adjusting to other teams. Thanks so much for the call, man. And right now, well, no Al Horford tonight. You didn't need Al Horford to beat the Hawks tonight. You should not have needed. And if anything, it should have helped. Although, a very active John Collins, very active Damian Jones, that stuff, I get it. But you have enough talent. You have enough talent. Ben goes for 31. Bonus. Shake Milton, super bonus, gives you 27. We're only looking, all right, give us 9 tonight. Give us 9. The man gave you 27. Tobias Harris may not have, he gave you 21. Man, Fanatic Pro Shop, the holiday gift season is over, but the Fanatic Pro Shop is open for business. Now that you are finished buying gifts for everyone else, it's time to buy something for you. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports-themed merchandise and apparel at discount prices. The Fanatic Pro Shop can be found at 975thefanatic.com. Chuck, you'll have things for us on the other side, man, as we get ready to shut things down here tonight in the post. Final segment, Josh Rabick producing. I'm Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. 1.76er lead. 17-16. Trae Young with the dribble. Young into the lane. Floater up and good. Trae Young working his way into the paint and scoring the ball for Atlanta.
Another one of those nights for the Sixers, especially against the Atlanta Hawks. Seems like they're the kryptonite for the 76ers. Oh, and the other thing, road games. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're in the post following the Sixers 127-117 loss to the Atlanta Hawks. They are now 31-18 overall on the road. The 76ers, yeah, they're sporting a 15 loss column right there. 15 loss column. Not bad, right? 15 losses. It's terrible. Come on. Gotta do better. on the road, and then we can pick at so many different things. 9 and 16, pardon me. I gave them a game. It's ridiculous. Chuck in Vegas next in the post. Hey, Chuck.
Nah, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
I sat down for, 2.5 hours and watched that game, and what a blatant waste of time. I mean, that I haven't been this upset over a 76ers game in I don't know how long.
Man, that's irritating.
Just an absolutely pathetic, unprofessional display. And, Devon, I've talked to you many times. I'm usually pretty positive. I'm still somewhat bullish on this team. I'm going to stick behind them.
Sure.
I'm not someone who overreacts over one loss. But that was as pathetic a performance I've seen out of any of the Philadelphia teams in several years. You're talking about 74 points in the first half. 74. I mean, and
the man had a double-double, 29 at the half with 11 assists.
He had 10 assists in the first quarter.
Ridiculous.
And we still have this same problem. We've had it for 3 years now where we can't guard these ball-dominant, small, quick players like Trae Young. I know Josh Richardson wasn't in tonight. You know, he would be able to kind of quell some of those problems. But, there's no excuses for that performance tonight. I watch all kinds of basketball. I played it my whole life. I've never seen a defense like that, Devon. They were running all over the place, so out of position. There were possessions where two Atlanta Hawks were wide open. There's no help defense whatsoever. And it was just a totally lackluster, unprofessional performance tonight, man. I'm so disappointed.
What do you attribute that to, man?
Unprofessionalism, man. Like,
thinking you're better than you really are?
I guess so. I mean, look, I'm a big Joel Embiid fan. I always have been. He's my guy. I'm going to stick behind him. But, dude, you're going to throw on that 24 jersey, and then one game later, you're going to put up this performance. I don't care what his stat line was. The effort that he gave tonight was abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you see someone get the rebound over him? At the end of the third quarter, he wants the over-the-back call. I don't care what you want, Joe. I don't care what call you want. Jump up and try to make a play.
You talking about on the tip from John Collins?
Yeah, at the very end of the third quarter.
Yeah, the Vince Carter three-point attempt missed, and they jumped up and tipped it in. He just watched it.
I
don't know if he expected the time to expire or what it was, but play to the horn.
Exactly. And just when it's an effort thing, I can't tolerate that, man. And everyone wants to jump on Ben Simmons. And I love Ben. I thought he played well tonight, and he's out there trying. And same with Shake Milton. But short of those two guys, man. Just no one deserves a game check for this game. Absolutely pathetic, man. But
thanks for your call, man. As always, appreciate it so much. Let's keep it moving on the phones. We go to Joe in Dallas in the post. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, big man? How you doing tonight?
Hey, man. We're doing.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times when I watch this team, and I pretty much watched every game on TV, how much I just start screaming at the TV. And, I got to echo a lot of what a lot of the previous callers said before. In fact, that, we just look uninspired. We look unmotivated.
Mm-hmm.
And it boggles my mind because just how many Brett Brown apologists there are. And I don't know if it's because, this was the guy that was the coach, that took us through the process, took us through the highs and lows and transitions of, all the changes that we went on with this team, but it just seems to me that the guy doesn't have a command of this team. I mean, we were promised bully ball this year. That's what we were promised by this guy because of the fact of just the mere size of our team, our lineup.
The crazy mismatches you'll have, yep.
Yeah, man. And all you do, it boggles my mind that this guy gets paid millions of dollars and all we do is jack up threes. And it's not like we jack up threes like Golden State. If you look at their offense, they're constantly moving, they're setting screens, they're running with the ball, like away from the ball. When they don't have the ball, there's constant motion. It's just a lot of one-on-one ball, and guys are standing there waiting for that guy to, when he gets in trouble, to dish it out, and we just heave him up. You know, and we literally, we live by the three, we die by the three. And last year we could get away with it because we had Jimmy, we had JJ to bail us out. But those guys aren't back anymore. And it's like Brett just keeps going back to the same old scheme, which is just straight Euro ball. And
31 of them hoisted up tonight, man. And you can't ignore this either, Joe. As you know, you watched, as you pointed out, 45 free throw attempts, which was tremendous. You missed 13 on a night when Ben Simmons is 11 of 13. Shake gets to the free throw line 10 times, makes 8 of 10.
Right.
You got to capitalize off of that.
Yeah. And you know what this reminds me of, to be honest with you? It reminds me of looking back at the Thunder back in the day when they had Westbrook and Durant in their prime, and you would see them lose year after year after year. And I forget who the coach was at that time.
Scottie Brooks.
His name. Yes, yes. And for whatever reason, he's a great guy. And I remember Durant was heartbroken when they finally had to let him go, let Brooks go. But he was, you know, he was just not the guy. He took him to the championship even, but he could not get him over the hump.
Yep.
And it's like a lot of, and I talked to a lot of OKC Thunder fans even now, they look back and they're like, man, we wasted the best years of Durant and Westbrook together.
Yeah.
We wasted those guys. And they even had Harden for a minute, but they did not know how to capitalize. And I see that same thing unfolding. We've got, you know, people can say a lot of things about Simmons, and I'll be one of those same people as well. You know, obviously we can talk about how his inability to shoot and, you know, just, you know, all those things, but we've got two studs on our team, and we've got a guy who doesn't seem like he's a coach. He just wants to be their best friend. I mean, we were sold a bill of goods when he came to this guy. We were told that Brett Brown was a Popovich disciple. You know, like he was under the learning tree of Greg Popovich, but he's the furthest thing from him. I guarantee you, if we had somebody like a Rick Popovich on this team, he'd be getting the best out of these.
Oh, you know it would. Joe, great stuff,
right,
man. Thanks for ending the show tonight with that, man. Really appreciate it. Have a great night. Sixers fall 127-117. Tough loss once again on the road where they drop one to the Atlanta Hawks 127-117. Josh Ravitt, great job as always doing the producing side. Tyler Zuli, Brian Seltzer, and Tom McGinnis, all the callers, all the tweets, thank you so much. And I will be back on Saturday with D. Lineham. We starting at 5 o'clock there, Josh Rabick. And I don't even know where we are. 6 o'clock, okay. 6 o'clock, and I think it's the 8:30 start. So 6 o'clock, where are we broadcast? Montellus. So people, looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you out there. I believe that's in Lansdale, if I'm not mistaken. But, hey, Montellus. All right, see you out there Saturday starting at 6 o'clock. D. Lineham and I for the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you on Saturday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns.
1-point lead, and now Bridges with a steal. Down the lane, layup up and good.
And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fees up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.